Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your ears are about to tickle. You are listening to a podcast with two friends sharing their opinions and their love about things they enjoy. This is
the Disaster Party Podcast. Whoa, Daddy.
Let's get it.
Oh, Daddy, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let them boys explain. It's free, and there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And that's the Disaster Party Boys telling you, go do it now. Welcome to Disaster Party Podcast. As always, this is Rob Sejano, joined by my co-host.
Oh, whoa, Daddy. Peep the shirt, brand new shirt. It's yours truly, the one true, whoa, Daddy of Studio, whoa, WDE, whoa, Daddy Energy, Ambivian's I. And see, listen, tonight, we are marvelous to the core. Because we're on episode 84, Whoa Daddy.
Whoa Daddy. So before we get into the episode, I'm going to say, remember to like, share, rate, review, comment, and subscribe to Disaster Party Podcast on all social media platforms, including the YouTube. And just before we jump into this episode, which we will be discussing Miss Marvel on Disney Plus, just to let you know a couple of the episodes that are coming up, we will be also talking about The Boys Season 3. I know it's a little bit late, but if you've watched it, you know. We will also be talking about All Out, which is next week, or September 4th. Then we're going to do Power Rangers OG with Ivan Ooze, She-Hulk, Thor Love and Thunder, and a couple of Know Thy Neighbors. And maybe... even a creeps update, because I know how popular those episodes are.
Ooh, we might have to call it that. Ooh. Creep up. That was kind of dope.
Creep up.
Little creep up. Little creep up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So,
by the way,
super
on topic. Well, sort of on topic. I was watching a show today, and they were going over this profile. It was some cartoon. They were going over this profile, and he was like, "This guy thinks birds aren't real." And I was like, where did I hear that from?
I know where I heard that from.
Where?
I know where I heard that from.
Where could it be?
But today, we're not talking about birds aren't real.
Nope.
We're talking about Miss Marvel.
Oh, Miss Marvel.
We are going to definitely be doing a little bit of an off the cuff when it comes to Miss Marvel, because a lot... but a little happened in the same sense as Buzz Lightyear. But I wouldn't say Miss Marvel was as good.
I would say that I hated it for the first 35 minutes.
And you continued to hate it, or it grew on you?
It definitely grew on me. And the only thing that kept me or caught my eye was it was the Batman vs. Superman effect. The only reason why I love that movie is because that movie is literally Arkham Knight. Because of the Batmobile, because of the comic covers and everything that they had, the shots that they had, like there's a lot of references in there. When it comes to Ms. Marvel, for those of you who played the Avengers video game, a lot of that
especially the opening, yeah,
was based off of the game. Well, not of the movie, or the show was based off the opening of the game. Going to Avengers Con and her. Here's what I didn't like about that, though, because I did think, and maybe that was me looking too far into them being like, oh, we're going to follow the game suit. I was waiting for, like, the Avengers to show up and everything, like, blow to hell, like, that happens in the game, where I was waiting for her to meet, like, an Avenger, and, like, none of that ever happened. So I was like, okay, well. So long story short, she wants to go to Avengers Con, and her parents are, like, very, like, conservative and restrictive, and like, they let her brother.
Well, let's explain. She's 16.
Yep.
She's from, she has a Pakistani, like, she's from, her family's from Pakistani.
Yep.
So they're very, if you know that, it's like, they are very much like, they care about who you date, very, like, protective, conservative, like Andy said. And her parents didn't even want her to go to AvengerCon.
Well, they at first they were like, well, what are you going to wear? You're not going to wear anything like that. And then the parents took it back and they were like, okay, you can go to AvengerCon. And she gives her, like, this, like, dress that looks
like Hulk, like right? Hulk.
And then I think this is where it turned around. Her dad jumps in, painted all in green as the Hulk. He's like, ah, AvengerCon! And at the end, like, I felt bad because, like, you could tell, like, homie was trying. He was trying to, like, you know, bond yeah. with his daughter, like, be there. And she was just like, that's going to embarrass me. We're not doing this. So, she really wants to. She has, like, a huge, like, obsession with, like, Miss Marvel. She's got all her posters.
Or Captain Marvel.
She's got all her posters. She's got the movie posters. I think she even had, like, a Blockbuster poster that was in there, or her flying, and I think Blockbuster was in the background, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, which is because Captain Marvel was based in the 80s, right?
Yeah, I think it was early. No, I think it was 90s. I think it was, like,
because in Captain Marvel, there's a Blockbuster for sure.
Mm-hmm. And they have, like, the grunge era. Yeah, it might have been, like, the 80s and 90s.
90s. 80s. I will say, though, like, the first two, three episodes, I think this was, let me see, it was six episodes, right? The first three episodes, to me, even, like, into the fourth, and again, I'm not a fan of these kind of shows, very, like, teeny bopper, high school ass, like, he likes me, no, she likes me kind of bullshit. And I'm like, ugh.
I think that's why.
And that's like, I saw some, like, reviews of people being like, oh, it's because, like, I saw, like, people were like, oh, I don't want to watch a girl superhero. Like, it's not a thing like that. It was just like, I'm not in high school, and this high school drama of a boy likes me or a boy doesn't like me, it just doesn't do anything for me. And I'm like, can I fast forward to this part that's relevant?
It felt like it was trying to be Degrassi without being Degrassi.
With superheroes. Yeah. With, like, superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was weird, and, like, I know a lot of people, like, hate this phase because they keep calling it the MCU, and I'm starting to understand that now a little bit, but
They need some what's the representation?
Oh, the for sure. But and that's the weird, like, all right, let's talk about it for a second. Like, that's the weird part. Like, people hate the all female 30-second, 45-second spot that they have in Endgame.
Oh, I fucking love that shit.
I loved it. And I thought it was perfectly placed. They had their perfect moment. And then going forward, when, like, they start explaining, like, certain things, I'm like, all right, I guess I could see how you could take it that way.
Like, I mean, you gotta think American Chavez. You had Kate Bishop.
Yep.
Natasha's sister.
Yep.
Miss Marvel.
Yep.
She-Hulk.
Iron Man's.
Pepper. No, well, they haven't had. She hasn't showed or anything.
Well, no. Oh, I thought you were talking about the.
No, I was talking about like this face. Oh, and I haven't seen Thor: Love and Thunder, but She-Hulk. Oh, not She-Hulk. Mighty Thor. Mighty Jane. Thor. I think that's what they call. Yeah, yeah.
But even for She-Hulk, like they made her smaller, and not as muscular as Hulk.
They explain that very quickly, and she's not. That's the same thing as the comic book.
Yeah,
well, she's not as she's not rage. She's not Rage Hulk like Hulk. Yeah. Like she has her Hulk powers under control, unlike Bruce Banner. But we'll talk about that like when we do the She-Hulk review. There's a reason. There's like obvious reasons on why Banner can't control it and why she can.
Fair enough. Okay. I still have to watch.
Yeah.
But so with this one, it did feel very high schoolish and very, like you said, like I like that boy and hey, I'm the bad cool boy. And I got a car.
Yeah. Come hang out. It's like she likes a boy and then her best friend likes her and it's like, "Oh no, what should we do?"
And that was for like first two episodes. Like she didn't go to Avengers Con until like the third episode.
No, she went to Avengers Con first episode.
Was it the first episode?
First episode, she went to Avengers Con with her best friend, who's a boy. Her family has all these like boxes from their grandparents or whatever. She puts on a bangle and she dresses up as Captain Marvel. And at that point, she accidentally knocks something over with her powers because she doesn't know how to control it. And she has to save one of her classmates from getting squished by something. That's how the first episode ends. And then the second episode is like the high school. It's like it was like 90% high school drama, and there was like 10 minutes of her trying to control her powers. Then the next episode was high school drama added with this new boy trying to figure out her powers, and then the new boy introduces his family, who end up then in the fourth episode end up being bad. They want to take the bangle, like the bracelet from Ms. Marvel or Kamala, and then they turn on her, and then they are chasing her all the way through these different things. There's a big flashback episode, which is episode 5, where, and I'm going, see how fast I'm going off the cuff? Then they do this flashback episode that goes into her grandmother or her great grandmother on how, what she went through to escape and all this other stuff and all this stuff. And then it goes to episode 6 or the end of episode 5 when that boy that she likes, the family that turned on her, they want to open up this portal that brings in their alien race into Earth, and they realize it's not a good idea. And then the bad mother, the bad guy's mother, or the bad guy of the series, she sacrifices herself to close the portal. The boy that she likes, that's her son, and then all of a sudden now she's upset that – or he's upset. Oh, my mom sacrificed herself. I'm angry. And then in the sixth episode, he can't control his powers because he absorbs powers from his mother after she passes away or sacrifices herself. Then the military or some government agency is trying to stop him. So they play this whole hide-and-seek game in high school. And then eventually they go into this parking lot. The whole city or the whole city of New Jersey comes and tries to protect them. It's more of the Pakistani community. The boy, who is a bad guy but now a good guy, he can't control his powers. Kamala, a.k.a. Ms. Marvel, has to then stop him. Then he's like, okay, I'm going to go. She kind of goes, okay, go this way. Go to the guy that I helped that you didn't like in the first place. And then he goes there. Kamala becomes a superhero. The government agency has to back off because it looks bad that they're attacking teenagers. And then at the end, her parents are like, hey, we support you. You're a superhero. And you can go do things even though we wouldn't even let you go to AdventureCon originally. And look at you have superpowers. And then her best friend is like, I tested your blood and it looks like you have mutant DNA. And then the post-credit scene of the last episode is she's like hanging out in her house and all of a sudden she gets like body swapped with Captain Marvel. Which I don't understand. Like she's in her room and then all of a sudden it's like swoop, and then Captain Marvel is in her place and then Kamala or Ms. Marvel is somewhere that we don't know. And then Captain Marvel's like, oh shit. fill in the blanks, because that's pretty much what it is. I think the best parts of the series were episode 5 and 6, when they show the backstory of the great grandmother. They show where the powers came from. They showed the fight between like the mom and Miss Marvel, and her like the bad mom, and then her lackeys, Miss Marvel, and then the whole like hide and go seek in the school in episode 6 was pretty good, because now she has more control of her powers, so it was cooler to see all that. But like episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, teeny bopper, baby. Like, that's it,
bro. All of it was teeny bopper though, and like all of it was teeny bopper. And another thing I didn't like is like she automatically like was just training, but it was like supposed to be a week later. She mm-hmm. automatically knew how to like run on the squares that she could create. Her going back in time and talking to her great-grandmother to get her grandmother onto the train, I thought was pretty cool. Because it was a cool little callback. The fight scene was a cool fight scene. But the best part of this entire series wasn't even the series. It was them being, her friend being like, I tested your blood. And it's mutant DNA. And they play the original cartoon theme song with a little twist to it. And it popped the shit out of me. I'm just saying. And I was like, oh, let's go. So that got me hyped for X-Men. But when I heard that, I was like, wait a second. And I guess they make an X-Men reference earlier in the show. I missed it.
When? No, that's the only one I saw. Okay. But then there's one thing. Again, so I sped through the whole series, which is summarized. Like, that's pretty much it. The important part is she is now a superhero in Jersey. Her parents support her. She's the first Pakistani superhero, and she's 16, which most of the younger female heroes that we have been discussing are pretty young, so like Kate Bishop and America Chavez. But the one thing differently, I don't know, I mean, it's pretty clear, her powers were very different. In the comic, she is almost kind of like Mr. Fantastic. Like, she could stretch, and she makes her fist big, and she kind of fights like that, you know? And she, like, can be bigger, smaller, like, she can make her body expand and stuff like that. That's kind of like the comic books and the game, if you want to go by the game. And this was almost like the wristband or bangle, whatever you want to call it. It essentially gave her, like, magic powers that extended her reach. So, like, if she were to reach out, and, like, in the comic, she would extend her arm, make her arm bigger, make her hand bigger. And this is, like, she would extend her hand, and then the wristband would then put out some, like, magic powers, blue magic powers, which then would be the expansion of her arm, and then also her hand in a distance. Yeah. So it's not the same. And then this show allows her that she can, like, blast these little like platforms on the ground that she can walk on and like run through, and that wasn't in like the comic or the game or whatever kind of what you want to do.
It would have helped me out if it was in the game.
Yeah, so they kind of gave like different abilities. I mean, it wasn't too different. Like, there was a part at the end that she like expands her arms, gets her arms real big, her hands big, like, which visually, besides the blue, look like what she would look like in the comics in the game, but her overall powers were like slightly adjusted.
Yeah, like she did hit people with like the big fist punch and stuff like that, but she had the added power.
But a lot of times she would just like blast them, like she almost had like blasters out of her hands.
It almost felt like it should have been tied to Shang-Chi.
Yeah, it's like a cosmic energy kind of.
Yeah, which was interesting, but I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a lot to say about this series. I do think.
Okay, so I'm reading right here. Sorry, real quick. I'm reading right here. Is that so? I knew this part, but I didn't understand. I don't know how. I didn't know how it ties in. So in the comic book, Miss Marvel is an Inhuman. So an Inhuman is like, it's like a mutation, but different, right? So that's why her powers are like, most of the Inhumans are basically, their powers are essentially, they're humans with just super abilities, like Black Bolt from Doctor Strange, his super abilities, his voice. Medusa, his wife, her hair grows, and she can like attack people with hair, etc., etc. So apparently she's an Inhuman in the comics, which is why she's able to like expand her arms and legs. But because they make her almost like a mutant, they had to change the way that her powers were, I guess.
So did they add that to that for the show? Because, like you said,
it's it says it right here. And they said, I guess, because the there's the movie The Marvels coming out next year, which is going to be Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel, they said that they needed to make her powers more cosmic because Captain Marvel is more of a cosmic character and it would be closer. And like the giant hands and arms and stuff, like, it just didn't work when it comes to like that movie.
So they just, they literally changed her powers so that way they could fit her into the movie.
Make her more like a cosmic being and make her more, and make her work more in like space, because I'm assuming that's where that movie ends up.
Gotcha. Okay. That's probably going to be the debut of Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Oh, yeah, Rambo. Yeah, the Rambo's the granddaughter, yeah. Or daughter.
No, daughter. Yeah. When the show ended, I didn't think it was going to end the way it did. And I felt like it was very, very abrupt. Like, they had the big fight. She saved the guy left. All right, everything is right with the world now. Like, there was no, I guess the definitive ending would have been when they finally got the gate open, but they couldn't go through it, so the mom, like, sacrificed herself, giving them the sun power that she had. I guess you could say that that was a big villain fight, but then don't have the school and everything in the next episode and have her fight him for, like, 30 seconds, save him, and then be like, all right, you got mutant blood. Credits.
Yeah, it was very abrupt. I mean, like, there was a couple cool battle scenes. Like, she goes to Pakistan to visit her grandma because her grandma sees, like, the train, which is what was activated when she saw the pass or something. And so, like, there was deeper storyline, but, like, ultimately when the story ended, you're like, how much of this actually mattered? And none of, like, honestly, most of it didn't. I mean,
I would agree.
Realistically, I don't know how it's going to play a role in the Marvels, but if she's in space, I can't see her Pakistani ancestry kind of playing a role when she's in space, but I don't know. Maybe that kid, her, like, crush that had to leave because he didn't know how to control his powers, kind of thing. Maybe he comes back, like, and like her best friend that was in love with her is going to college. Like, I don't know. I mean, again, it was cool to establish, like her powers and who she is. But if you were to compare, and I'm not being sexist, it's not a sexist thing, it's like, if you were to compare Miss Marvel teeny bopper high school drama to Spider-Man teeny bopper high school drama, similar, but the way that they portrayed it, very different.
So, yeah, no, I'm going to go the opposite direction. I don't even think they were similar.
Well, they're similar in the way that Kamala liked a boy. And that whole, like, does she not? Or does he not?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Spider-Man had, MJ kind of, or like in the first Spider-Man movie, right? Like, so you kind of had Spider-Man look, was into Vulture's daughter, but then, like, secretly you find out, like, MJ was into him, but they, like, progressed it over time. And, but I think the difference is like, maybe because it was a movie, and it was like four movies, is that they were able to kind of space that stuff out, and it was more focused on the powers, focused on him becoming Spider, like him, all that stuff, right? I feel like a lot of this, it was like 60% high school drama and then 40% powers, or maybe even like 65, 35. But I feel like Spider-Man was like 75, 25, like 75 powers, actual action, villains, and then 25% was like his personal life, high school drama, all that stuff tied in.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, maybe because it was a TV show or something, but it just felt like I didn't care. Like, I didn't care.
It was definitely, I think the teeny bopper-esque of that was definitely turned up. And again, not to sound sexist, but like, I feel like they did it that way because she was the lead role. You know what I mean? Like, it was like more of like a, I don't know why I can't think of the name of the magazine, that 90s magazine that like all the girls used to read when they were younger, and it had like all the boy bands.
Vogue or something?
No, it was like a 90s pop something, but it felt something.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Like, if you look back at like old commercials, and you got like the life, not the life game, but there's like a credit card game that they used to play for commercials. Like, the way it felt, the commercial was geared towards girls, and I feel like the way like they played out this teeny bopper-esque thing was kind of as if like they're gearing it towards that way, which made it feel
and
different.
Like, the thing is that the stuff with her powers I found interesting. Like, I enjoyed the scenes in each episode that was like her discovering her powers. I enjoyed that stuff. But then it was like too much, like, oh, does he like, does not? And I'm like, And then even like the whole episode that you get to find out that like her great grandmother ended up like she was hiding. So this is one thing that we didn't think. So the mother, the bad woman who was the mother of the son, she has been around for like hundreds of years. And she was related to Kamala's like great grandmother, and that Kamala's great grandmother was running from her. And then the fact that she like ran to the field with flowers and met the guy who was basically handicapped because he couldn't run or walk because he had like a cane or something. And like that whole stuff of like how she escaped and all, and then she refused to go back and she just wanted to start a family. Like, all of that stuff like was interesting. Like, if you did a whole series of just, like, her grandmother or her great-grandmother, whatever the relative of hers, on how she had to escape and how she had to, you know, survive and all this other stuff, like, that would have been more interesting to me than teeny bopper of we're in high school and does he like me or does he not? But again, I hate those shows. Like, I hate those shows. Like, I hate those shows. Taylor watches those shows all the time. I'm like, oh, why do I want to watch high school drama shit when I didn't like high school drama shit when I was in high school?
It was the
and I'm a 35-year-old man. Why do I need to watch drama of fucking 13 to 18-year-old kids? Their drama is never real. Think about it. Think about the drama that you had in high school. None of it matters now. None of it. None of it. None of it matters right now.
Think about all the fights people got into.
Over what? Looking at someone the wrong way, or something like think about how stupid it is. I'm sure that 99.999999999% of those people who got into those stupid fights are now 35 to 40 or 30 to 40 going, why the fuck did I do that? Why did I care about that girl? Why did I care about that guy? Why did I care about the way I looked? Why did I care about this? Why did I care? None of it mattered. Why are there so many fucking teeny bopper TV shows with unnecessary, stupid fucking drama that doesn't matter after high school? Oh, I hate it.
Drama. You know what I am mad about that we didn't get a chance to see? I'm mad that we didn't get a chance to see if her mom used the bagel.
Yeah, but I think that the whole point was that her mom, they have like that scene that her and her mom discuss things, and like she felt like she was letting her mom down. I feel like the thing is it shows like that's one cool thing. It's like it shows the generations. So it shows like the great grandmother like go through all the like running and like the escape, like they go into like real history, like how they had to escape the country, blah blah blah. So like that's real drama, right? That's real life shit that matters. Like, life or death. If you don't leave the place you're living, someone's going to kill you. Like, that's real shit, right? And then they saw, like, how the grandmother was, you know, still hurt from that, but, like, kind of understood a life without that. And then the grandmother raised Kamala's mother very, like, protective. You could see, like, very overprotective. They do talk, like, toward the end, like, her mother had a wild side, but it seemed like not as much of a rebellious wild side as Kamala does. But not in a bad way, just, like, she doesn't want to live under that, like, umbrella and – or that, you know, that strict umbrella. So it was just teenage, like, rebellion. It was like, I'm 16. My parents tell me not to do something. I'm going to do it anyway, but I end up having superpowers.
I got superpowers to prove it.
Yeah. And then at the end, again, she's still 16, and all of a sudden, they weren't okay with her going to VengerCon, but they're okay with her fighting supervillains, robbers, or whatever crime that she's fighting in New Jersey. By the end of the series in 6 episodes, they're like, you know, we're so proud of you. You go fight those crimes. And we're going to sit here. We're going to sit here at home, and we're just going to wait for you to come back. You're going to be good. Don't worry. But they were like, don't go to an AvengerCon where there's a bunch of other teenagers there.
Facts. Don't do it. Just don't go to AvengerCon. If you don't go to AvengerCon, you'll be fine.
Teeny bopper. Again, the teeny bopper shit I didn't like, the actual storyline, the grandmother, the powers, even some of the villain, I was with it.
I wish that they showed more of the grandmother.
The what? You're kind of far away from the mic.
I wish they showed more of, like, the great grandmother using it, or, like,
yeah,
somebody else besides Kamala using it and being like, okay. So
I agree.
It's been because it, the way she kept saying, like, "Hey, I'm running away, I'm running away." It was kind of as if she knew what it was. That's why she was like, oh, don't touch that bangle at your grandmother's. So it's like, all right, she kind of knew what it is. She knew what it could do. Or at least that's what I got from it.
But and the fact that she saw the train.
Yeah.
And then called Kamala being like, I saw the train. I know you did too.
Yeah. So, like, it would have been cool to see her use it or, like, explain what happened with it. The villain was cool. The villain caught me off guard. To where I was still confused.
But if you watch any teeny bopper movie, if you take out the superpowers, that's normally what it is.
Pretty much
what it's happened. It's normally like a rebellious teenager trusts an essential stranger who seems like a friend, and then they gain the trust of the rebellion teenager because they use what they think is bad, so that the rebellious teenager will be like, my parents are too strict. And then they'll go, well, I'm not strict at all. You could do whatever you want here to gain the trust, and then swerve.
I don't know why, as soon as you all said that, all I thought of was, hey, you want some candy? Take it.
Pretty much. No, but Taylor watches all those teeny bopper movies. It's always the same thing. It's like fucking every one of them. It's a kid who's rebellious. His parents are too strict. They go out, guy or girl. They end up finding a family, somebody that they trust. They overly trust because it's the opposite of what they're used to. That person gains the trust, manipulates them, hurts them, gets whatever they want, and then they gain the life story, the life lesson of, oh, my parents are not that bad. I'm being dramatic because I'm a rebellious teenager. They go back to their teenager and go, oh, mom, dad, I learned a lesson. But in this one, it is the mom and dad that goes, oh, we learned a lesson. The only difference is that you have superpowers and you can defend yourself.
You can defend yourself now. We're not as scared.
And you could leave us to go join the Avengers tomorrow and we would have no say. That's the only difference in this show is by the end of it, the parents didn't say, oh, we were too strict, we're sorry. It was, you're a superhero and we're proud of you.
Facts. Also, this is going to sound really bad when I say it because it sounded bad in my head. So I know once it comes out of my lips, it's going to sound really bad. Mm-mm. But imagine, let's play what if here. Let's play Imagine. What if? Imagine her brother's wife was from Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Watching over her, knowing that she had the bangle and had to be protected.
That would have been dope. Could be.
That would have been dope. But yeah, as a teeny boppers, my learned lesson should have been, stay your ass in the house. Get in the house, Coral. But, yeah. I don't know. It was a Marvel show. That's kind of where I'm at with Marvel shows. It's a Marvel show.
But I will tell you, and again, it's not the whole girl, boy, blah, blah, blah. Because Ms. Marvel, I'm 2 episodes in, and it is fucking good.
She-Hulk?
Oh, shit, She-Hulk. Yeah, yeah. She-Hulk is good.
I have to watch it. I had my doubt against it. And
there's 9 episodes. And there's only two episodes out so far. They're only like 30 to 35 minutes long. Like, Ms. Marvel were almost an hour each episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it was long for no reason.
Yeah.
Literally no reason.
Because they had to fit in all the teeny bopper stuff. If they took out the teeny bopper stuff, they could have done four episodes for the same length.
They wouldn't have had a movie because you wouldn't have known why her best friend was upset.
They could have literally turned it into a TV movie or something, or even like a movie, because it would have cut off all the bullshit.
They needed their Madison in the crew. You already know about that.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. Oh. I mean, listen, Izzy in the crew from Lightyear? Cool. Yes. But
this one, no. Gets that director position in their church. Mm. And they storm the church, and she's like, I just went to bed, and I said we didn't know you. I'll explain everything when I get home. And then leaves her for like 4 days.
Yeah, and then she was like, you didn't call me, I'm so mad. And I'm like, oh my God, people have lives.
Tell me these things.
Don't. People have lives.
We don't lie. Yeah, yeah. We don't lie to each other.
Yeah.
And then the chick that she saved knew it was her. She was just like, oh, I stopped bullying you because I knew you were Miss Marvel.
This is what I would say. If you've made it through this and this is all you need, cool. If you need a little bit more, maybe visual, go on YouTube and find like a recap that's like 10 minutes or less.
The rundown.
And just to show you like the superhero, like her powers, her train, her use the powers, and then how Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, gets involved. That's all you need. Everything else I don't think is going to be relevant in the movie.
Play the game. Just play the I would like to see her best friend come back.
The guy. No,
the guy.
In the movie?
To help him out?
You have Carol Danvers, who's going to be there, who has access to the Avengers. All the smartest people in the Avengers, Bruce Banner, fucking all of them. Well, Iron Man's not there anymore, but you know, like all of them. She has access to all of these Avengers, super smart people in the Avengers Tower, because the Avengers Tower is still there, even though Iron Man, Captain America, and everyone else is not. That's still there. There's still people there that can help her.
I bet you that's where he'll be.
But
because think about it, you have the Avengers, the smartest people.
Who no, he said he was going to. He said he was going to school in L.A., in California. They live in New Jersey. The Avengers headquarters is Northern New York.
Super secret.
But again, you have to think about this. Nick Fury is in space. Because the last time we see him, he's on a Skrull ship.
That's right.
So you have Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D. that they can access. You have Bruce Banner they can access. You have all these people that they can access. And you say they're going to go access this 6-year-old boy? No, none of this stuff is going to be relevant in this movie. None of it. They might go, how did you get your powers? She's going to go, oh, it was my grandmother's bracelet that gave me powers. They're not going to go into the backstory. They're not going to go into, oh, I had this high school crush when I was there. I wonder what he's doing now. And then they're going to show him being like, slipping a fucking like coffee in the fucking middle of Pakistan. It's not gonna happen. None of this show is relevant. Huh?
Where did Ned go to school?
Ned, who? Oh, they're in New York.
He didn't go to college in New York, did he?
I don't remember. But Ned forgot everything. He has memories wiped. So, like,
this show literally has no relevance. Literally no relevance.
Like, the only relevance of this show is to show you that she has powers.
Yeah. And to introduce her. Which.
Nothing is going to matter if the Marvel show is in space.
But where are they going to put her? Like, Carol Danvers took her spot. Where are they putting her?
They probably are going to put her wherever Carol Danvers was at that moment. And then Carol Danvers, because she is like this cosmic being, she's going to know exactly where she was. She's going to run out of her bedroom and fly to space and meet her. And that's where the movie is going to be. It's just going to be the two of them fighting some villain somewhere. And then at the end of it, then she can go back to her teeny bopper life. But realistically, none of this teeny bopper shit is going to matter in the movie.
Something tells me they're not in the same – they're not in the same – universe.
No, they already confirmed that the Marvels
timeline.
I think they are. Actually, you might be right.
I think they're too.
Now that you said that, you might be right. We're coming to a close, but I think you might be right because if you remember the end of Endgame, and at the end of Shang-Chi, when the post-credit scene and she does like the hologram and she has short hair.
Yeah.
In this scene, when she gets like swapped with Kamala, she has long hair.
Does she?
Yeah, but we don't know how long this took place after Endgame. So she could have grown her hair out. And again, I know She-Hulk, spoiler, is definitely. Definitely takes place after Shang-Chi. Definitely.
I'm wondering if. All right. So here's my last thing on this. I'm wondering if this takes place during Infinity War. Mm-mm. Which is the reason on why Carol Danvers wasn't able to fight Thanos with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a different timeline.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But I don't have any evidence to say why.
Because maybe that's why she couldn't get the deal. And then when she comes back, she's like, oh, shit. He needs me. Where is he? You know what I mean?
I think they might have mentioned in one of the Teeny Bopper episodes that this is after Endgame, but I cannot confirm or deny that.
I mean, I'm excited to see what they do with it as a show. I'm not very excited. And like I saw the Phase 4 film that they put out for when they announced everything. And the movies I got excited for, but then they announced the shows and I'm just like, I don't care for most of them. And then one of them I don't even know the name.
This is the premise of the whole show. Kamala Khan, a 16-year-old fangirl of the Avengers, particularly Captain Marvel, struggles to fit in until she gains her own powers. That's what the whole show is.
Wait, hold on. Run that back. Say that again about Captain Marvel.
Kamala Khan, a 16-year-old fangirl of the Avengers, particularly Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Struggles to fit in until she gains her own powers.
I thought for some reason I thought they called her Captain Marvel, and I was like, well,
no. All right, let's see. What? Stall some time. When does Miss Marvel?
I mean, it would make sense. I don't remember them explaining why she wasn't there to fight Thanos.
Who?
Then when she, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was there.
Not until Endgame. She wasn't in Infinity Wars.
Yes.
Because Infinity Wars.
Because she wasn't called. She wasn't called until the end of Infinity Wars. Remember? The post-credit scene was with Nick Fury.
That's true. I would just want to see where they put Kamala. Because to me, a funny scene would be if they swap her right in Endgame. She's on the battlefield. She's just running around, like, freaking out. I think that'd be funny. They won't do that, but...
Okay. Why did she... It says that Ms. Marvel takes place after Endgame.
Okay.
They can't put... It feels like 1 or 2 years... it says 1 or 2 years after Endgame. But people still have no idea where Moon Knight takes place.
I feel like Moon Knight is like...
And then they know that Hawkeye is Christmas 2024, which means that Hawkeye takes place more than one year after Endgame. Yeah.
After Endgame and right after Spider-Man. Or a year after.
Right. Yeah, right after Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So they're saying that Ms. Marvel is about early fall 2025 is the first episode. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's going to bug me. I'm not going to. I have no idea where.
And the reason why they say that is that there is a... Am I frozen? No. The reason why they say that is... they say that they stop at a food truck in the first episode with March 14th, 2025 date on the documents the owner has on display. You know, like that sanitation grade? It says that it expires March 14th, 2025.
Okay.
Oh, and then, yeah.
So then, yeah.
So this is even, this is like, 2 years after Endgame?
Yeah.
So Ms. Marvel's hair could have grown out in those 2 years.
Yeah, because it was short blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Now she got the long blonde back. Huh?
And then I'll tell you.
She's always changing her hair.
Yeah, and then I could tell you that She-Hulk is 100,000% after Endgame because Smart Hulk is in the whole thing. And he even says it in the first or second episode. He's like, this is where I hung out during the 5-year blip timeline.
Okay.
And he even said like, oh, my arm got fixed because remember how he like snapped and then his arm was broken or whatever?
Yeah, right.
So he's like, oh, my arm was fixed because, and like, all, and then like, they clearly state like Tony and Captain America are gone. So way after Endgame.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm down. All right. So why don't we stop here? This is a good stop.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So yeah, I guess we liked Ms. Marvel, but we didn't like Ms. Marvel, minus the high school drama. I think it was pretty good. The high school drama kind of brought it down for me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, a lot of it brought it down for me, but it was all right.
Yeah. Like I said, go watch a quick recap of just her powers and how that established, and you'll probably be good. You don't need to watch the whole thing. So before I say for Disaster Party Podcast, I'm going to say, remember to like, share, rate, review, comment, and subscribe to Disaster Party Podcast on all social media platforms, including YouTube. Remember, we have The Boys Season 3 coming out, She-Hulk, Power Rangers, OG with Ivan, Thor, Love and Thunder, couple of, Love That, Know Thy Neighbors, and an all-out post-show. So we got a couple things going on. Get ready. Get set. As for Disaster Party Podcast, I'm Rob Stadium.